Ing.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show, brought to you by MyEnvies.com. Are you looking for today's hottest new gadgets or car accessories or electronics or sports gear or kitchen gear? Whatever you're looking for, head to MyEnvies.com because they've got what you're looking for and they ship worldwide. Check them out today at MyEnvies.com. Hey, gang, shout outs from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our syndicated stations coast to coast via the Biz Talk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, highly caffeinated host of your show, dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings to new heights, and demolishing your debt once and for all. It can be done, guys, and we're smack dab in the middle of an economy where it's going to happen faster than you think. Thanks for hanging out, and a huge welcome to all of our newest affiliates, all of our listeners coast to coast. I'm loving the emails, I'm loving the texts, especially Mitchell Meek and Linda E., super fans listening in from Super Talk Mississippi, as we head towards 90 stations coast to coast, saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, coffee in hand, Tony says hello as we tackle today's trendy topics. If you're not drinking coffee at the moment, that's okay. You know it is. I'll do enough for both of us because that's just the type of team player I am. So here in Pennsylvania, we're coming up on, you know, we're trying to think spring, right? You know, and it's just not happening because we still have snow on the ground. It's kind of pretty. It's kind of neat. I can look at it as air quotes pretty because I know it's on the way out. We're looking for some springtime stuff going on here. Got some great phenomenal feedback from all of our listeners last week talking about ways to, you know, save money as we ramp up for, you know, warmer weather, that kind of thing. And I got an interesting thread of emails. We were talking with the latest news headlines, with just there's so much noise going on out there. We want to kind of bear it down on the main topic for today's show and just getting right to the nitty-gritty of it. All of the various ways that millionaires, self-made millionaires in this country, and those numbers are on the climb. If you want to be a millionaire in this country, you can go out there and make it happen. Basically, there is very, very little holding you back. And I wanted to talk about the various trends, the proven, time-honored, I love the old school aspect of so much of this stuff, the ways that millionaires today, self-made millionaires, they weren't always millionaires, they are now, how they save money. Because you think to yourself, everybody has slipped into this kind of thinking, myself included. When you think about you want to attain a millionaire status, you want to have, for the sake of your family, your friends, your kids, your own self, you know, feeling of self-security, you want to have that millionaire status being worth $1 million. And you kind of think to yourself, what happens after that? Oh, I can just spend money freely. I can just spend it however I want to. I can have so much more freedom with regards to whatever. No, that's the kind of thinking that gets people in a heck of a lot of trouble. So I wanted to go straight to the books. And I got a couple of great links from people when I connected on social media talking about ways that millionaires, people who have made themselves millionaires, because in this country, when you see a millionaire, they made it themselves. Precious, precious few, less than 0.1% inherit their millions in this country. The rest of them, 99.99%, they earn it. They make it themselves, and so can you if you're not there already. The six unexpectedly frugal ways millionaires save money. Who sent this to me? Rebecca, listening in from Super Talk Mississippi. Listen, oh, this is awesome. So when you imagine a millionaire, guys, what do you imagine out there? The fancy dinners, the elaborate mansions, the fast cars, the designer clothes, the liposuction on demand. Maybe that's just my envisioning. I just, you know, that's the way my brain works sometimes. Here's what else you want to think about. Don't forget, your grocery budget, your fixer-uppers, bumming rides with people, secondhand stores, secondhand cars, because that's the way people become millionaires in this country. It's not a theory. It's not a running sort of idea. It's a fact. You want to become a millionaire? Forget the fancy dinners. Forget the elaborate mansions. Forget the fast cars. Forget the designer clothes. What you want to lean into big time? The grocery budget, the fixer-uppers, been there. Bumming rides, been there too, although I'm more often not the one that's driving. And secondhand stores. That's how you become a millionaire. I love this. You don't think millionaires worried about money stuff once they become millionaires? Well, how do you think they became millionaires? Good stuff. Six ways to save money like a millionaire. Watch this. If you want to actually live like a millionaire, like today's millionaires, here's six ways to save money that our favorite frugal millionaires actually employ. These are names you know, all right? Regardless of how much money you have to spend, once you worked hard for it, you've got that millionaire status, make it a game to save as much money as you can. Honestly, because that's how you saved money and became a millionaire in the first place. You want to be a millionaire? You want to stay a millionaire? Make it a game to find the best killer price on something you need. High quality, fabulous stuff. You deserve high quality. Make it a game to get it as low a price as you possibly can. I love this. Millionaire couple Angela Marchi and Bob Widener shop at outlet stores for their deals, be it for furniture, for clothing, for whatever they're looking for, especially the big ticket items, because they hate to pay full price. And in this day and age, when the internet has so much noise just pumping out at us at all times, it can kind of get a little, you know, you feel like you can never turn the noise down. There's an upside to all of this stuff out there on the internet, all of these various things. You can get the deal of a lifetime with much less effort than you used to have to expend finding great deals on clothes, shoes, cars, home improvement, and big ticket items, smaller ticket items, and make a game of it. Find the best places to save yourself this money and stick with it. I love this. So first thing, making it a game. Second thing, this second rule I'm about to tell you saved my parents tons of money. When everyone else in the neighborhood wasn't doing this, my parents did it and it saved them big time. And Victor and I employed this rule when just about all of our friends, brilliant, wonderful friends, buying a modest vehicle. Don't get me wrong, guys. When I look at these brand new cars, some of them that my friends own, with the heated seats and the bells and the whistles, they are some gorgeous blankety-blank cars out there. Buy the modest vehicles. Own the vehicle. You're not leasing it. If you lease it, make sure it's something smart. If you buy it with a car loan, pay off that car loan as quickly as you can. Buying a modest vehicle can be one of your best tools by far for gaining yourself some serious equity in your life, for putting your money to good use. I love this. It says here, what's the first sign of someone who just cashed a huge pension check or landed some kind of money windfall? A flashy car. Guys, I know you love these things. Any armchair financial advisor, usually, you know, your dad, your grandfather, whatever, will tell you a car is a terrible thing to sink your money into. Now, don't get me wrong. I need a car. My husband needs a car. We live out in a rural area. We drive everywhere. There's not a lot of public transportation. We need a car. Most people do need a car. If you can live without one, you live in the inner cities, you're saving yourself some big time. You're living, you know, in a place with a lot of good public transportation that gets you where you need to go. By all means, take advantage of it. I need a car. My husband needs a car. You're going to want to buy a car. But when it comes to shopping for one, shop smart. Buy yourself a used car and an older vintage one without all the bells and whistles if you think you can manage it. A car loses value as soon as you drive it off the lot. You guys know this. It's no longer a new car. 5 minutes after you buy your new car and you drive it down the road, guess what you're driving? You're driving a used car, okay? And every adult in my family, since I was old enough to know what kind of, you know, what money was, that's the same thing they said to me. Given the extra money, though, first stop for many people is like a Mercedes dealer. All right, Mercedes are beautiful, amazing, gorgeous cars. I love a Mercedes. I want that well known for everybody out there. All that being said, you know where Victor and I are looking for a Mercedes? We're looking on Craigslist. And you know what you can find on Craigslist with regards to Mercedes? You can find one that's, yeah, a good couple of years older, but guess what these Mercedes do? They keep their value, and we're getting it for a fraction this high quality, amazing car. Yeah, the ones, you know, the 10-year-old Mercedes on Craigslist. And Victor knows cars like the back of his hand. I do not. I have many fine qualities. I cannot tell you a good car from a bad car. He can drive a car. He's like the car whisperer. That's exactly what he is. He knows exactly what's going on with these cars. So he's fabulous to have along with you for the ride. But when it comes to buying a car, go for the used cars. Go for a high quality, fabulous, well-running, well-maintained, one owner, if possible, used car, and go from there. It is a way that you're going to save huge buckage. Yeah, I mentioned a Mercedes before. I would love so much. I'm snooty enough. I would love to drive a Mercedes. I've driven in them. When I used to work in corporate America, I used to have to drive my boss's cars everywhere. They all had the Mercedes, and they were always the brand new, same year sort of things. And that was back before I had Katie. This is 15 years ago. So, and I could recognize, I'm not an idiot. I recognize the difference between a high-end luxury car and not. I drive the not. However, the not, I own it. I own these cars. These are assets to my husband and I, and I love having that down for an asset. So many people out there, they drive their cars. They are not a sellable asset. There's something that they're paying somebody else for. Buy the lower end, less gadgetry sort of cars and make it a used car. You will put yourself in so many big ways in the catbird seat for saving big time money down the road, literally. These cars, these older cars, they're easier to maintain a lot of the time. The ones that have the fancier bells and whistles, those bells and whistles, you know what they do? They break a lot. And if you've got kids or grandkids in the car with you a lot, chances are outstanding they're going to break even faster. So those two things alone make saving money a game. And when you're going out there to shop for a car, first of all, not trying to get too, you know, persnickety here. When you have a car and it's working fine, you don't need a new car. Just because you want a new car doesn't mean you need a new car. And when you want to, drive your other car into the dirt and then go out shopping for an air quotes new car. It's all good. Guys, the time's flying. I got so much to go over. Hang out for a minute. We'll be right back right after this.
Cheap and small, but not too steep, but best.
There's a new place to shop online, a place that has everything you're looking for, all at amazing, everyday low prices. Visit MyEnvies.com. Grab some of today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchenware. They even offer incredible new fashion design clothing and so much more. That's MyEnvies.com. Why shop anyplace else? No matter what you're looking for, chances are they have it for less. Join their free rewards program, create a free account, and grab 200 free points and save even more money. MyEnvies.com. Today's top brands, designer fashion, and the latest new gadgets. Always in stock and ready to ship worldwide. Before you overspend at other online sites, you owe it to yourself to visit MyEnvies.com. We promise that our products, services, and prices are second to none. That's MyEnvys.com. It's your one-stop shop. Online superstore.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil? Or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690. This
alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about ways our favorite millionaires, and yes, I love this word, billionaires, love to save money. Don't want to take my word on how to save money and get that higher status that you're looking for with regards to financial security, hitting that millionaire status, if that's what you're going for? Don't take my word for it. This is all coming from our favorite, America's favorite millionaires, billionaires, all the ones out there who have made it happen. These guys did not inherit their wealth. They built it from the ground up. And I'm loving the advice. Before the break, we talked about cars and going for the high-end, high-quality, well-maintained used car. That is huge money in the bank. I'm here to tell you right now. It's all good. Here we go. What's up next? Spend on extravagances, but selectively. Amen to that. Holy crap. I'm going off on a couple of tangents here, but I got to share some stuff with you because I wanted your advice. I got some buddies, really nice people, and they're making decent money. They have worked hard to attain a status in their companies where they are making some decent money, and they barely have two nickels to rub together. Do you guys know friends like that? Do you have friends like that? Maybe family members like that, neighbors like that? And you want to, I mean, we're all adults. You want to pull them aside and say, oh my God, you know, I see how hard you're working. I wish you had more in the, you know, more in the bank for it. People have asked me the same question saying, you know, oh, I have a brother that's really struggling. He works hard, but he spends it all. I've got parents that are spending all of their money. What do we do? I am very blessed in that I came from a household where I learned watching my own parents how to save money. You know, so I had that ingrained from my earliest days, how to live an amazing, fantastic, fun-filled, amazing, adventure-filled life, you know, living in great neighborhoods, going to the best schools, the best public schools, because my parents knew how to spend money well. They bought the fixer-uppers in the best school districts. You know, they bought cars that were safe as, you know, anything, but they were used cars and they maintained them themselves. So I had that going on. I talked to so many people. I connect with so many people. They say, how do I tell these people gently, you know, I love them. I want them to save more money. How do I tell them that? Honestly, just basing on my own lifestyle, you don't. You let them, they're grown adults. You can't tell them what to do. You can share with them what you do to save some money. Hey, we just put on a fabulous Easter dinner. You can tell them for, I can't believe it only cost $100. You know, and you go through details. Everybody brought something. You know, we bought the meat, you know, on sale a couple of weeks ago for half price. It was delicious. It was fantastic. And you do that kind of thing, but you can never, I hate saying this because I don't like to see friends or family of anybody, of any of our listeners, in any kind of financial pain. But when I hear from people time and again, you know, hey, Chris, you know, my husband and I are doing great. My wife and I are doing great. I've got a brother. I've got a son. I've got whatever. And, you know, let me preface this by saying, if we're talking about a friend who's in rotten financial shape, it is tougher than heck to put an arm around them and say, hey, I want you to do things differently. Here's how you do it to make it work better. That will rarely, if ever, go well. If you have parents that aren't spending the money the way they need to, that's a tough conversation as well. I don't know if that would ever go well. If you have kids that are going through a rough patch with regards to finances, whether you know it or not, they will be looking to you for advice and an example, that kind of thing. You could, if you want to, for your kid, for your grown adult kid, put your arm around him and say, hey, look, you say you're saving for a new car, kid. Oh, your newly married son and daughter. You're looking to save up for a house. Great stuff. Here's how your mom and I did it. Here's how dad and I did it. You can do that for your kids. But if we're talking about friends, coworkers, older relatives, anything else, I have never heard that to go well. It breaks my heart to say it. It really does, because we hate to see any, parents or aunts or uncles or coworkers or friends like that in financial trouble. Lead by example is my main message here. Be loud and proud about how maybe your friend spent, God, the words are thickening in my throat as I say this. I've connected with friends who've spent, $80,000 on a car. It just freaks me out. Victor and I will spend maybe 10 on a good, high quality, well-maintained used vehicle. So it's just a disconnect that it's tough to do. But if you show them the new car that you have, air quotes, new car, how it runs great, how it's already, you own it, you're not paying down on it every month, the message will get across to those that you care about how exactly you save money on this stuff. You get the point, okay? So we can't be preachy about this. Just live through example. When you have the beautiful designer clothes that you got at Goodwill for about 90% off, the beautiful designer shoes, your kids are walking around in fantastic designer names, that are, they wear well, they're classy looking, the wonderful styles that you know and love, the classics, and you got it for 90% off, briefly mention that in passing, and your friends will pick up on it. All right, here we go. So spend on extravagances, but selectively. Self-made millionaires choose to spend money on experiences rather than things. That means travel and hobbies instead of fancy cars and big homes. You see tons of stories of people retiring early to travel or pursue other passions. And sure, those experiences come with a cost not everybody can afford. But these frugal retirees, and I'm talking about people who are retiring in their 40s and their 50s, whereas most of us think about, retiring 70s and 80s or semi-retiring, these frugal retirees are choosing to spend their extra cash wisely on stories and memories they can share with family and friends instead of these fleeting possessions that lose their value so quickly. Now, here's the thing. I always recommend spending and saving your money wisely. Frugality doesn't have to mean never spending it at all. It just means being choosy about when and how you splurge, okay? Next step. Holy crap. Is this one of the best things you can do for yourself? Ignore the freaking Joneses, okay? Consider what makes you happy. Is it having a parent at home? Is it having two used cars rather than one tricked out new car? Figure out what makes you happy. Literally write it down and then ignore the rush to keep up with the Joneses or, the Kardashians, whoever is leading the endless race these days. That is God's truth. And for goodness sake, this is something I've heard this from more than one person. I am not on Instagram. Okay. I'm not on Instagram. I couldn't tell you anything about Instagram. People are saying, do not Instagram before you shop. It says, don't compare your life to your friend's Instagram and their Facebook photos with the new cars and the new shoes and the new wardrobes and the fancy vacations. We all know that your Facebook, your friends, acquaintances, whatever, the Facebook stuff, it's all handpicked to portray a somewhat unrealistic perfection. All right. But somehow we still hold them up as some sort of unattainable goal. I am honestly, I'm in my 40s. You know this. I'm finding people in their 30s, their 20s are leaning more towards Facebook as some sort of a barometer as to how they're supposed to live their life. It scares the hell out of me because honestly, live your life, be happy, be good to other good people, live your life. Don't look for Facebook or a magazine cover or anything else to lead you on how you're going to live your life. It just doesn't work that way. But by all means, do not Instagram before you shop, whatever the heck that means. Don't Facebook, don't social media it. Don't put pictures of all of your belongings on Facebook looking for some sort of validation from people who are probably in far more debt than you are. So there you go. Next, how much time do we have? About a minute? Yay. Here we go. This is really good because one of the reasons why this next tip is so good is because it has one of my favorite Hollywood names in it. Save the bulk of your income. Oh, Chris, you're nuts. How am I supposed to save the bulk of my income? Here is exactly how you save the bulk of your income. With a real life example, former Tonight Show host Jay Leno is notorious
for his lifelong relative frugality. Okay, the man could have spent $1 zillion a day and still had $1 zillion in the bank, but he didn't. Over his 17 years with the network, Leno reportedly saved every dime of his NBC salary. Okay, every dime. That was a pretty that big freaking honking salary. Lived off earnings from personal appearances, endorsement deals, and stand-up, which he continued to perform dutifully most weekends, even while he taped the show 5 days a week. Okay? We're going to go into more about that after the break. When we come back after the break, more ways to save and live like the millionaire you want to be right after this.
Cheap is small, but not too steep, but best of all.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe. all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about ways to live your life now to hit that millionaire status even faster than you might think. Don't take my word for it. We are going straight from the go-to rules of self-made millionaires who made it happen on their own dime and with salaries you might not have expected, a little lower than you might think, and just ways that they made it work. Now, we were talking before the break about ways to retire really, really much more quickly than you ever thought possible and to save the bulk of your income. A lot of people, myself included in my household, we can't save the bulk of our income in savings, but we can save a heck of a lot more than a lot of our family and friends can just with some simple moves that they would look at me like shocking, like, what are you doing? You're saving how much? And it's actually a lot easier than you might think. We talked before the break about Jay Leno, okay, who saved the bulk of his, the Tonight Show salary that he made. He bankrolled all of that over his 17 years on the show, where he could have easily flashed it and threw it in every direction and spent it on whatever he wanted to. Instead, he bankrolled it. He saved all that money, and he lived off of his stand-up stuff, you know, a couple of endorsements, that kind of thing. It's all good. Now, while it may seem like, you know, only a celebrity has the unique luxury of setting aside a full salary, the habit likely started early before the millions were rolling in. He was raised in a frugal-ish sort of household. And he says, you know, when I was a kid, and he told fellow comedian Jerry Seinfeld this on his show, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. It's a funny show. He said, I always had two jobs. I would bank one and I would spend the other. Then when I got the Tonight Show, I just continued to do that. Now, how many of you, myself included, I've got the radio show, which I love and adore. I do a lot of voiceover work as well. And with the voiceover work, it's quiet, it's behind the scenes, and it's getting into a nice place with regards to a salary. Now, imagine if you had something you could do in your sideline time. Maybe you love working with the cars. Maybe you love doing something else. Maybe you know, something you could do from your own home. Imagine if you bankrolled the entire small salary that you got on that. You just bankrolled it. You didn't even think about it. You put it somewhere else and you lived off your other salary. That's a beautiful thing. Could you live off the income from a side hustle or a part-time job even for a few years? Just think about that. Sticking to a tighter budget, automatically saving your salary from a full-time job would without a doubt expedite your road to huge financial freedom. I cannot believe this. We're in segment three of the show. I have gone through about 5% of all the stuff I wanted to go through. We will clearly be doing this in upcoming shows as well. Here's the next thing: making smarter choices and not making more money. We have just come out of one of the world's crappiest recessions. All right. My husband and I lived through it. We managed just fine. You know, I grew up in a very frugal household. I had the great blessing of having that kind of, you know, information just between my ears at all times. And I was a big pain in the butt with it a lot of times. My husband is one of the world's great sports when it comes to dealing with my frugal ideas. The upshot being, we came out of this recession less scathed than some of our beloved friends and family did, okay? And it all came from making really boring yet smarter choices. We didn't have to make more money. We were in an era where my husband was a lot of times in fear of maybe losing his job, just as a lot of other people were. They were afraid their wife was going to lose their job, their husband, you know, the main breadwinner was going to lose their job. And instead of worrying about making more money, which was impossible, you know, up until very recently, we were just making smarter choices. Self-made millionaires out there tend to accumulate wealth not because they make more money, but because they save and invest and manage their existing money wisely. Okay, I love this example. Consider this, a 21-year-old liberal arts graduate, okay, just standard liberal arts, making an average starting salary of $36,000, which you can pretty much do, would need to save only $25 per week in an IRA to retire comfortably at 65, okay? That's neither a phenomenal salary or a big fat sacrifice in most weekly budgets. Now imagine if you were making a little more than $36,000, or imagine if you saved $50 a week in an IRA instead of 25. Knowing what to do with a small amount of money will mean huge things down the road. And by investing as much as you can out of every paycheck, here's another one. Brandon Sutherland, real life person, was able to retire at 32 because he invested and saved as much as he could out of every average paycheck. He expects to live for the next 30 years on the interest from his investments. Now, imagine for yourself if what's waiting for you on the other side of the sacrifice is a life of tremendous financial freedom. Not freedom to go out and blow it on every stupid thing you want to buy, but the freedom from a job, the freedom from perhaps so many hours at that job, the freedom to be able to help out any family member or any friend that you needed to, say for an unforeseen medical emergency or something really valid and worthy, that kind of thing. That's the freedom that I want for you guys. And I want your ideas as well. I can't be the only person out there that researches this stuff, what millionaires do to save money, to gain their millions, to... It's hard-earned, guys. The millionaires you see walking around you, if you know a couple of them, nothing was handed to them. They made it on their own. That's the upshot, because you guys can do the same thing. Here we go. I got to get into this one. The 8 best pieces of money advice ever heard from self-made millionaires and billionaires with a B in 2017. Susie Orman, find joy in saving money. This is so me. Susie's got better hair. She's got better skin tone. She's got better everything. But this is so me. She and I have this so in common. A mental shift like this, finding joy in saving money. When in the sweet hell did it become such deprivation to not be able to spend money? Why is it? There's literally psychiatrists out there that handle people who feel deprived when they can't spend all the money they want to spend. You out of your freaking mind? I mean, welcome to America, where this is actually, you know, some sort of a problem worthy of a psychiatrist. Make yourself find a tremendous pride and tremendous joy in saving money. You guys know better than I do how hard you're working to make the money, right? So find joy in saving it. You're saving yourself work. Work equals money. When you're saving money, you're saving yourself work. The key to saving money is to find the same kind of pleasure you get from spending when you just save it instead. Saving money should never feel like a downer, okay? I know so many people. I feel the veins sticking out in the middle of my forehead right now. I know so many people, good people, really good people, and you probably know good people like this too, where if they stay in and watch a movie on DVD and pop some popcorn, they feel deprived because they wanted to mope you. I really wanted to go out to the movie theaters and maybe get a beverage and have dinner served to me and all this. I'm like, are you out of your mind? Like spending $150 for a family of four to go out to the movies? It's... My mind is blown when I hear these numbers. Stay home, enjoy yourself, and enjoy the fact that you are saving yourself work because you're saving money, okay? The question shouldn't be, oh, when can I start enjoying the money that I saved, all right? You're never going to make it. Your question should be, when do you start enjoying the process of saving? Because when you start enjoying it, you get yourself, this is me talking, you get yourself one serious high out of saving big amounts of money. You know how hard your spouse is working. They know how hard you're working. When that hard work translates into money in the bank, that is a solidly good feeling. I love this. Next up, Warren Buffett. There's a guy you talk to. There's a guy you want to hear from when you're talking about saving money, becoming a millionaire status. The best investment you make is in yourself. Yeah, that works. Yeah, nobody can take away what you've got in yourself. You want to invest in some classes for yourself, ones that you know are going to benefit you down the road. Beautiful stuff. Kyle Taylor. Oh, right. The penny hoarder. I love this. He went from cash strapped to a self-made millionaire in a matter of years. He told CNBC one simple formula has helped him save. And this guy, he's a millionaire. Wasn't a millionaire before, is a millionaire now. Listen to this guy. Particularly when dealing with windfalls like a cash gift or a bonus, it's called the 50-30-20% rule. I love these simple rules. I really do. There's nothing sophisticated or crazy or carry the four and divide it by five. No. Here's what you do. 50% of the money you get goes straight into the bank, into your checking account, your emergency fund, a long-term savings account. Into the bank it goes. 30% goes toward funding your lifestyle, okay? Which means the clothes you buy, the food you buy, the mortgage you have over your, all that. And 20% goes towards fun. Now, honestly, I got to be honest with you. Nowhere near, in Casa Hagopian, nowhere near do we have 20% of our money going towards fun. At most, it's easily less than 5. I'm telling you right now, easily less than 5. And that includes family vacations. So this guy is just going all out. You want to party with Kyle. You don't want to party with Hagopians. But here's the best part. We've got all the money in the bank that we want on very modest salaries for everything we need. The house is getting taken care of. We're paying down that mortgage faster than ever. But I love the idea from Kyle that you just have a simple formula. It's set up. It's done. It's boom. This is in the bank already. This is going towards your house. This is going towards the fun stuff. I love that. That works tremendously for me. How much time do we have? About a half a minute? Half a minute. Mark Cuban. I love Mark Cuban. Buy in bulk and buy on sale. This guy's a zillionaire. All right. He's buying in bulk. Find your local warehouse club. Get it done. I love this. What is this saying here? I got to get this in before the break. I love this. Mark Cuban, it's so hard to make a return on regular investments that you're better off buying 2 years worth of toothpaste when it's 90% off. You're always going to need the toothpaste. There's an immediate return on your money. He says, don't stop with toothpaste either. This strategy applies to any reusables, any consumables, socks. When they're on a huge sale on Amazon, you buy them because chances are prices are only going to go up, and that's real savings you get to put in your pocket. I love that. I adore that. And I want you guys' ideas as well. What have you found from your own experiences, family members who've reached millionaire status, other people that you know? What have they done? What's been their go-to move to get where they want to go? Guys, hang out. More after this.
Cheap is small, but not too steep. But best of all, cheap is...
There's a new place to shop online. A place that has everything you're looking for, all at amazing everyday low prices. Visit myenvies.com. Grab some of today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchenware. They even offer incredible new fashion design clothing and so much more. That's myenvies.com. Why shop anyplace else? No matter what you're looking for, chances are they have it for less. Join their free rewards program, create a free account, and grab 200 free points and save even more money. MyEnvies.com. Today's top brands, designer fashion, and the latest new gadgets. Always in stock and ready to ship worldwide. Before you overspend at other online sites, you owe it to yourself to visit MyEnvies.com. We promise that our products, services, and prices are second to none. That's MyEnvies.com. It's your one-stop shop. Online superstore.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now, 800-303-3398.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services, or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. Ways to turn around your finances to put you on the fast track to millionaire status if you are not there already. And we are hearing straight from the millionaires themselves with their own words of wisdom. If it worked for them, it can work for you. And I love this one because this is so blessed accurate. Chris Reining saying to save big, start small. How this average 38-year-old became a millionaire, an average 38-year-old became a millionaire and retired early. And here, long story short, it's all old school, all old school. According to Chris Reining, who built a $1 million portfolio by age 35 and retired 2 years later, living simply on the interest, the key to saving big is to start small. And there are people out there saying you shouldn't worry about the $5 latte, you shouldn't worry about the one designer shirt, the one whatever. That's exactly where you start. Why? Because you can get that $5 latte for 50 cents at home or 5 cents at home if you're in Casa Hagopian. I make amazing freaking coffee. I love my coffee. It is top notch. It cost me about 5 cents a cup. If I bought this stuff out on the street even half the time, I'd be spending hundreds of dollars a month on my coffee. You guys know about my caffeine consumption. That's exactly what I'm talking about. The small changes are going to lead you to be able to make the big changes. We talked before about going to the movies. I mean, I love all these movies that are out. I'm probably, do not throw something at your radio when you listen to this, I'm probably the last person on earth. I've not seen Black Panther yet. And I am a Marvel Avengers lunatic. I'm a complete addict to all of those fantastic characters. I'm hearing this is by far the best movie yet, which just blows my mind because I love the other ones too. Cannot wait to see it. I haven't seen it yet. Why? Because I want to see it with my entire family and for my family of four to go out and get even the basics. We're talking like $100 out and I'm not going to do it. Rather, I'm going to get the DVD when it comes down a little bit in price, and I'm going to have it at home with tons of fantastic, perfectly buttered popcorn, tons of snacks, tons of sodas, and we're going to watch it for, oh, I don't know, about 90% off, you know, 80% off at the very least. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. I love this. So here we go. Oh, this is perfect. Grant Sabatier. I hope I'm not butchering the last name. Don't forget money isn't everything. Amen, it's not everything. Guys, it's not even anything. we see the news stories out there. We see the news stories that if you had $1 million paycheck in your hand, you couldn't change that news. You wish you could. No, money isn't everything. Money is the means to the security to make sure your family lives in a safe house, in a safe neighborhood, going to safe schools. It's the power of knowing that your parents, if they ever have something really rotten going on, you can help them out. It's the power of knowing that you won't be a burden to your own kids later on down the road. It's the power to show them incredible fun trips and amazing times, not expensive ones, but being able to finance beautiful things in life that don't cost a lot. Does that sound odd? Does that sound kind of hypocritical? It's not meant to. Money's not everything, guys. It's not worth sacrificing your health or your family or your friends or other experiences for it. This is, again, from the guy who went from broke to seven figures in 5 years. He says it, and it's so true. He says it's not worth losing the friends or other strained relationships because you spend too much time at the office or too much time hustling on the weekends. Spend a little more time saving money and let your friends and your family know that if you are hustling a little more time, a little, you know, trying to get that extra sideline job, you're going to bankroll all of that. It's for a lifestyle you can all afford that will benefit you all in the future. Make it a team effort. Don't let people think that you're sacrificing family time for more time to work. Let them know that you're working hard and trying to balance your time and your energy as best as possible for a great lifestyle for all of you, in which you don't need to worry about any medical bills that might come down the pike, that you can, you know, go for the organic food later on if you want to. All of those things that you're doing it for them. Find that balance. He says here, even though I truly believe that having money is financial freedom, money is only the tool to make experiences in life possible. It's not the reason for the experiences. It's just a tool to make those experiences possible. So rather than focusing solely on how to make more money, set the lifestyle goals that will save you money, said this self-made millionaire. And I'm saying it myself as well. Ask yourself questions like, what do you want to do with your money? You're working like a dog. How do you want the money to go that you get from this? You're working like a dog, you guys. I get your letters. I get your emails. I get your texts. Trust me, I'm feeling it right there with you. You're working like a dog. What do you want the payoff to be? Do you want the payoff to be tomorrow waking up and working like a dog too? More time away from family and friends? Or do you want to work like a dog today and save it and bankroll it and invest it in the most simple, standard, old school, solid investment ways so that down the road, a couple of years from now, you're not working like a dog and you can live off what you're working on today in the future. That's financial freedom. Making and saving more money is only useful if you have something in mind you want to use it for. You can glean so much from people who have actually gotten this done. They've made their mistakes. They've done lots of stuff right. They've done lots of stuff wrong. Listen to their stories. Listen to their advice because you want to be financially where they are. I got to share this. We got a couple minutes before we're wrapping this up here. Three self-made millionaires share their number one money-saving trick. Here, and I love this one. This is so blessed smart. Number one, automate everything. All right, in just 5 years, Grant of Millennial Money went from having $2 in his bank account to $1 million. Not a lie and not a typo. During his five-year journey to seven figures, in addition to focusing on earning, he saved 50% of his income, and he wishes now he had saved more. Not a huge income, but he saved 50 of it. The key to saving half your income is making things automatic. You call that essential. You talk to your HR department, or if you're in charge of your own income, you call the bank and you say, this is coming in. You want this in an untouchable, air quotes. Obviously, you can touch it if you need to. That kind of an account where you don't look at it. You don't see it. You don't know it. It's there. It's all good. Have a portion of your income sent to a savings or retirement account. This is in addition to contributing to your 401k. Oh, I can't do that. That's impossible. You'd be surprised what's possible, okay? And he's not the only one who advises putting your financial plan on autopilot. It's so smart, you guys. I'm rolling my eyes because I'm thinking about my to-do list that I got waiting for me after we wrap up the show here. And you all have a to-do list going on. Make your to-do list easier by automating a lot of stuff, okay? You'll never be tempted to skimp on savings because you're not even going to see the money going directly from your paycheck into your bank account. I love this. Second up, we talked about this earlier. Generate more than one income and save the largest if you can. We talked before about Jay Leno. Yeah, we don't all, you know, have a, you know, nightly show that we're getting paid zillions of dollars. However, we do all have a little bit of spare time, and we are living in a day and age where you can put that spare time and your specific talents to work, getting things done, say, on Fiverr or on any other site where you can put your talents and change it into money pretty darn fast, again, in your spare time. Think about doing that. We all can't be Jay Leno, but you can save like he does. It's all good. And he kept the habit even after his career took off. I love that. Using the 50-30-20 rule, think seriously. Think seriously. Think bold. Think amazing. Think your future. Do you want to spend some money today, or do you want to retire earlier than anybody else you know and spend it down the road? That's what I'm talking about, guys. I want you to be rewarded for all of today's hard work. I don't want your reward tomorrow to be more hard work. I want you working like a dog today and saving every single blessed penny you can. All your friends are going to the movies, they're going to the bar, they're going to whatever, they're buying the whatever. That's their money. I want your money going to a phenomenal future for you. Guys, I love you. Thank you so much for all of your stuff. The time flew, and until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap is small.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.